Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
WQQO, Sylvania, Toledo. A Cumulus station. The Denny Schaefer Show.
Hello.
On Q105.
Welcome back, final hour of the show. Well, a couple minutes before 9 o'clock, and then we are off to Perrysburg for the big Cupid's arrow. If you want to renew your vows, you can just show up at the Quality Inn located at 10621 Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. And for those of you who get married, you know, I suppose if you showed up and you had a valid marriage license and you have your ID and stuff, you can still get married. So it's going to be a lot of fun today, and we can't wait to see everybody today. At 1:05 in the afternoon, Q105 is marrying a bunch of people, and this is legit. It's not like last year, Paul in a diaper. He's going to be in a diaper, but it's, you know, not the same.
I'm so sorry.
All right. We got a warm-up coming, people. How warm, you'll find out here shortly. Now, all morning, we've been doing a couple of things where you can call up and you can do shout-outs to your special Valentine, either text or calls. And in honor of my blog, I got three things on the blog. There's a Benji reboot. Well, they're just doing a Benji movie on Netflix next month, so I got the trailer up there. I also have the, what else is up there? Oh, the women curling in their living room or
that's
whatever.
Cute.
That's really entertaining. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a iRobot. And so that's up there. And the woman who went through a really rough divorce, and she set her wedding dress ablaze. So we thought it'd be fun to have, what's the most epic thing that you've done after a breakup? And boy, oh boy, did we get the calls early on in the show. Some really downright sad ones with death and drugs and all kind of stuff.
It started dark, but
it did. But Sean, he's our winner.
About 5 years ago, I was engaged to my high school sweetheart, and I was recently enlisting into the military.
Oh.
And while I was in the military, I was overseas, and I found out that she had cheated on me.
Oh, wench.
Hmm.
So I, you know, I was angry, you know, I was thinking about what to do and all that. So the plan I had was I tore up all my pictures I had of her with while I was over there. I came home on leave around her birthday, had a birthday gift for her. And she had a bonfire and all that, got all happy. She said, you know, I wished her a happy birthday, was about to hand her a present. But then I was like, you know, I really shouldn't be with you anymore because I know that you cheated on me and I threw it in the fire.
Yes!
Threw the gift in the fire?
I threw the gift in the fire.
Good nice!
Work. Good work, Sean.
Now, was there other people there or was it just you and her?
Her family was there and everything.
Oh, wow.
Oh, gosh. What happened next? Did she just take off screaming and crying or did you just go in your
face?
She
did, and then I booked it because her family has a tendency of being kind of violent.
So you got the heck out of Dodge.
Oh, no.
I got the heck out of Dodge, but right before I went back off of leave, I also slept with her best friend.
Okay. We do not encourage that behavior. Paul, stop it. You got such a kick out of
it. I did, a little bit.
All right, Sean, winner, winner, chicken dinner, dude. We'll get your information. You win today's prize pack here from your friends at Q105. All right, we have Andrew on the line, wants to send out some Valentine's Day love. Andrew, you're on the queue. What's your message?
Hey, I actually wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to my cat, Claudius.
Your cat?
Yeah, I leave the radio on for him while I'm gone.
So, Claudius is your cat's name?
Claudius.
Claudius?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Claudius is listening to the show right now?
Yeah.
Now, is this your only Valentine, or is this one of many?
Well, I could say happy Valentine's Day to my mom, but she's probably sleeping.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew, what are you doing for Valentine's Day, you and Claudius?
Oh, he's probably just going to take a nap. I don't really have anything to do.
You're not working or anything, Andrew?
Not until late tonight.
Okay.
Then what? You going to the rave?
No.
Andrew, that's really nice of you to think of your cat on Valentine's Day.
It is.
That's cool.
I always think of the kitty.
Oh, for sure.
Nearly every day.
Yep. Well, did you want to say anything to Claudius other than happy Valentine?
Yeah, I wanted to say that I love him, and he's my favorite cat.
Oh, that's so
nice.
Sweet.
All right, Andrew, have a great day, and please, please call again.
Okay.
All right, bye, Andrew.
Bye.
Again, not an actor.
No.
Not paid at all, either.
Not paid like other shows. That's a real dude who wanted to wish his cat, Claudius, happy Valentine's Day.
Because if I said to my buddy, my actor friend, hey, I got this bit, I'm not doing that. Let's be honest.
That was funny.
That was the best ever.
Right. You guys aren't mocking
me,
are you?
By the way, grab both those calls for a future segment on the show.
No, that's cool. People leave their radios running for their pets, so I can totally see that cat, Claudius, being like,
I say goodbye to my cat.
Hey, I know you. I know that voice.
Right.
No, we
it's all good.
Yeah, the radio's on every day for our cats. Mm-hmm. When Sharon leaves, she turns it on.
Do you say goodbye to the cats before you leave?
No, it's too early in the morning. I don't care. Just don't escape while I'm opening up the door to the garage. That's all I care about.
The dogs will actually react.
All right, we'll get mm-hmm. to a break. Let's see, what do I got here? Oh, Polly Pocket.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I got that story coming up at 9:03. But first, Denny Schaefer for Dr. Frankel. Are you missing teeth? It can really change your smile. How about implant dentistry? Fix those jacked up teeth. It offers a natural, beautiful replacement for missing teeth. Call Dr. Frankel for a complimentary evaluation. And when you go in there, they'll show you how you will look and how your smile will look. And the technology is just absolutely amazing, and you'll be blown away like I have and so many others when they become a patient at Dr. Frankel's. Check them out online, johnfrankeldentistry.com. That's J-O-N, frankeldentistry.com. And then call them for a free consultation or come in, switch over. They'll take you through it, and it'll be awesome. You get free teeth whitening when you become a new patient. They have weeknight appointments, weekend appointments. In Toledo, where the Schaefers go, 419-474-9611, 474-9611. In Maumee, it's 419-893-0221, 893-0221. And when you call Dr. Frankel, be sure to tell him Denny Schaefer sent you.
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota, open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Partly to mostly cloudy and 42 today.